be all class. Be sure to do the readings for the next class. There will be a graded discussion. You seem awfully energetic today. Did something happen? Well, look at you trying to move up in the academic world, I see. What did you find? Okay. Oh, hold that thought, dear. Hey, Brad. Thanks for the help yesterday. I really appreciated you staying after class to help with some extracurriculars. It was so much fun. Oh, you know Brad, dear. He sits in the back, makes all the funny comments during my lectures. I was just thanking him for giving me some much-needed assistance. Oh, this is something only Brad can do, dear. It's a really big job, and he has the right equipment I need to do it. But don't worry about it. Oh, don't say that, Brad. That's mean. We do need to have another talk, just like last time. It won't be like last time if you keep causing problems. I might have to be a bit more aggressive with you. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? Dear, we can talk about your research later. I'm talking with Brad. Okay, how about this? I left my bag in my office. Could you be a dear and go grab it for me? After that, you can tell me all about your research. Does that sound good? Perfect. Now run along and we'll talk when you get back. Fucking finally. Come here. Oh, ugh, you're back already. I was sure you'd be gone for longer. Huh? I'm doing differential equations. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? I'm sucking Brad's cock. His nice, big daddy cock. Oh my god, just leave my bag and get out. We'll talk about the research tomorrow. What's that, Daddy? You want him to watch? How cruel of you. Perfect. Don't go yet, dear. Get back over here. Daddy Brad wants you to watch, so sit down in the front row. Now, do it. Or I'm not looking at your research. Sit in that seat that you love so much, the one right in front of my desk. Perfect view too. You get to see me taking all of Brad's magnificent cock down my throat. You like that, Brad? I've been practicing. I want to be your perfect slut. No, why don't you be a good boy and come down your professor's throat? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for fucking my... Ugh. Oh my God, can you shut the fuck up? God, what do you not understand? Ugh. You wanna know why? Then come find out. Get up here and stand next to Brad. Get up here now, or I'll throw your research in the trash. Now, take off your clothes. Did I stutter? Undress. Now. Finally, I thought you'd be good at following directions. Just another disappointment. I meant fully. Underwear and all. What? What's the holdup? It's not like there's anything else to see. Now take them off. What even is that thing? Oh my God. Why is it so small? You're right. It looks exactly like a little shrimp. Picture perfect even. I mean, it's pretty relevant. You asked why I like Brad so much. Why don't you take a peek down at him and see for yourself? I mean, it's a good enough reason by itself. Just look at that fat cock. I've had some big guys during my college days, but none even come close to Brad's. I mean, even the largest guys fall around 8 to 10 inches, but a perfect 12 inch? It's unbelievable. It's insanely rare. And the girth. It may not be the world's longest, but it's definitely in the running for the thickest. I mean, a stallion might be thicker, but not by a lot. He's like the perfect male specimen, and I couldn't resist. I've been fucking him for months, boy. Not even a week after class started, I had him rearranging my guts every class. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't catch on earlier. But I guess you're not as smart as I thought. Ugh, fine. You want to know the real reason? It's because I like him. It's because I fucking hate you. Oh dear, I'm dead serious. You are the single most annoying, pathetic, self-serving, egotistical piece of shit I've ever had the displeasure of teaching. Your constant commentary in the middle of class, your repeated need to correct others for the simplest mistakes. Even your look, your very existence makes my blood boil. I, in my 10 years of teaching at this university, have never had such a burning hatred for a single student until you came along. Aw, you're crying? Good. Maybe that little reality check might shrink that ego of yours. Actually, seeing you cry is kind of hot. Hey, Brad, do me a favor. Fuck me while I'm standing over him. I can feel your tip against me. I don't even think about being gentle. Just grab my hips and... Fuck! Yes, Daddy. Fuck, take that pussy. Fuck it like you own it. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. More. I love that fat cock. Oh, you just stretched me out. Fuck. Oh, you're still crying, aren't you? Oh, look how pathetic. See, the best part of all of this is I knew you idolized me. You looked at me like I was your fucking goddess. You saw me as a genius, an inventor, and yet here you are, watching your idol get fucked like a slut, treated like a whore she is, and always has been. Fuck. Yes, more Brad. Right there. You know what? It's your fault this is even happening right now. If you had just behaved like any other student and minded your own business, you wouldn't be here. Getting cucked while my real favorite student uses me however the fuck he wants. Oh yes, I like that. Calling you dear was way too respectful for someone like you. I think bitch is far more fitting. You're nothing more than my bitch now. Just a pathetic loser who will do whatever the fuck I say. If you even think about reporting me, I'll drop your grade so low you'll lose every dime you have in your scholarship, so you better be good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, Brad. Harder. Break my fucking back. You're not crying enough, bitch. Let me help you out. Yeah, take it, bitch. I've wanted to do this for so fucking long. Just smack that smug ass look off your face. Yeah, there's the waterworks. Yeah, sob like the little bitch you are. It's fucking hot seeing you miserable. Seeing you cry like a fucking cuck. Yes, yes, yes. All over that perfect cock. Fuck. Thank you, Daddy. My legs are so weak. But Daddy hasn't come yet. And you're throbbing so hard. Just let it out. Come in, you professor's pussy. Show this fucking bitch how a real man comes. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yes. Get it in there. Give me it all. Every last drop. I want it pouring out of my sopping cunt. Yeah, all of it. All of it. I'm so full now, Brad. Pull out. Now, look at me, bitch. I'll give you one chance to get on my good side. 'Cause mess this up, and the rest of your time here will be very difficult. Alright? Good. Now, I want you to lean forward and suck all of Brad's cum out of my pussy. What did I say? Are you going to be difficult? Or are you going to be a good bitch and eat all of Daddy's cum out of my pussy? Yeah, get in there. I want it all gone. Daddy deserves a fresh pussy every time he fucks me. At least you can eat pussy. That might be your only redeeming quality. I might have to have you do this every day. Sitting under my desk, eating the cum from the night before out of me, greedily sucking it down like the pathetic bitch you are. Fucking humiliating you. Feels good. Alright, that's enough. God, you look like a fucking mess. I'd feel bad, but you deserve it. So we're gonna leave you here and oh, that. Looks nice, but you did the citations wrong. Unfortunate. Oh, don't give me that look. Maybe next time, give me something worth reading. Now, Brad, let's head back to my place. I have a few other students waiting for me. I really had fun being mean to you boys. I hope you had a great day.